Yeah, we're back in session. All right, the next one we have is Fox Hollow Lodges. How many do we have that are together here?
Dave, is this my question?
Sure.
Okay, I'm Valerie. Nice to meet you again.
Nice to see you again, Valerie.
And there's just a few things I want to talk about before we get into this. And one is Stephanie. Thank you so much. I was scattered over like 4 or 5 days, and they were wonderful in putting everything together. So thank you so much. You guys were, your communication was on point. Amazing. So thank you.
Well, can I ask you a question here? How many of these do you have? Do you have 113 through?
So am I allowed to talk at all before we get into the granular, or do I need to get straight into this?
Well, I just wanted to know how many of these you had on the docket, because I'm trying to figure out.
They're all batched. They were great. They batched them all together. So I'm representing, these are not all mine. I figured instead of me coming back 3 different days, it made sense to do them all. So if you want me to talk about the Fox Hollow ones, we can.
Just one moment. Stephanie, are all the rest of them on the docket something that it's or either Valerie's or somebody she is here for?
I see 24 at least.
Okay, that one's set this afternoon, actually, the KC Hospitality is. But up through 12 o'clock, we have Arnold and Chloe and Caleb Arnold. Is that one of yours? Okay, you're here. Okay, great. And then Oakmont Hills, that's one of yours?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it looks like to me that everything else
everything.
Is yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why, again, thank you for them, because literally I was in 3 or 4 different days.
Okay.
And I just figured let's just streamline this, because I know I've been listening to the hearing, so I know what we're going to end up with. But
sure.
Having said that, I know where we're going to end up. Okay. But I still want to have this 2 minutes of time
sure.
to state where I'm at. Okay. You had mentioned earlier that we're all business owners. All right. And I realize what you're going to do, but I still want to point a couple things out.
Sure.
Is in reference to short-term rentals. I just want to explain the value as a business owner, a restaurant, real estate, attorneys, et cetera, and everybody else out there, the value of what we bring to this community. It is not Stone County, just Taney County. Short-term rentals bring in $55 to $110 million in economic activity, which means we have 600 to 1,200 jobs that we are supporting. Of that, we bring 6 to 12 million in tax revenue. I can tell you I'm one of the biggest payers out there. Every month, I pay by the fifth of the month. The guests that come out spend between 36 and 62 million. So what does that mean to us? That means that the guests out there are spending on average probably $775 outside of nightly revenues, going to restaurants, going into the grocery store, et cetera. You know, it's a residential activity. The reason why I'm bringing this up is with our costs going so high, what that means is people, and I know because I talk to my reservation team all day long, those people are questioning how much we have to pay or charge the guest to compensate for that, quote, one owner has to spend we have to charge $80 more a night to fulfill the residential up to commercial for one property, $80 a night more. So what does that mean to the guest? That means that they're calling and saying, well, I'm going to go to Broken Bow. I'm going to Gatlinburg. So what does that mean to our industry? That means that they're leaving our areas and they're going to other places because it's more economical. So real estate-wise, what does that mean? That means that owners are not going to get the bookings, so they're going to sell them. They don't have garages. So they're going to be foreclosures because most people are not going to buy a home without garages of this level. So I'm sharing this with you, and again, I know where you're going to be at. Now, let me put my assessor hat on. And the reason why I put my assessor hat on, I brought this. My dad, he's 97 years old. 98. And he just turned. Anyways, and God bless, he's still alive. He's doing great. But I'm going through all his paperwork, and he was the director of assessments for the city of Los Angeles. I have right here a certificate of membership and a code of ethics for my dad from 1971. The reason why I share that is I don't want you to think I'm just a business owner. I get this. I've been raised with this, so I totally understand. So having said that, I know people have already gone through the statutes. I'm not going to go through those again because I know you've heard them. But again, I really think we need to consider not commercial. And the reason is what I just said. But on top of that, we are being singled out because I am in my house that I live in that's residential. The previous owner had a jewelry business. It was residential, but he sold jewelry out of his home. What about the individual that sells widgets out of their home, or is an accountant out of their home, or sells baked goods that they make and they sell to their home? Why is that not commercial? We are being singled out. According to the statute, RSMO 137.106, it states it has to be completely based on the activity, and we're residential. I have reviews here that I can repeat, and I'm just going to read two of them, even though I have tons of them. This review, this just happened just this year. My husband and I spent our 12th year anniversary here. We loved everything about it. It felt like home. The home was beautiful. We had fun watching TV while in the hot tub. The kitchen had everything we needed to cook. We took a walk and had a nice time at the lake. We will definitely return. Business? Mm-mm. Residential. Furthermore, the city of Branson is also stating for individuals they can't pay the permit tax for the license. Our owners have mailed in checks. They sent them back. We as a property manager have to go ahead and pay for it. So that tells you that the business is not in the home. It's outside. My business is in Ridgedale, Missouri. 86, it's tax commercial. I'm not protesting that at all. So having said that, I feel better because I had to at least put that in your reins. I know what you're going to come back with, and I'm just asking you to reconsider because I probably will appeal in all honesty. So.
No, Valerie, once again, I want to tell you we appreciate your – I think a lot of the arguments you made, the economic especially, is something that you need to be bending a legislator's ear on. But, you know, our decision – and, you know, I kind of told you this before – we just look at, when Coca-Cola makes their product, they may do all their business in their administrative building, but they make the product in a particular location, and that's what they sell. And there's a product that is being sold in that home is how we're kind of looking at it. And that is the it's the same thing as a hotel if somebody gets a hotel. But to us, I understand the amenities are not the same, and we've had all of those arguments before, and you know, because you've been here and we've talked about this before, and we could just go round and round. We've got to this point, and I'm hoping the legislature will tell us exactly what we need to do at some point. But right now that's kind of where we are, and the board, Jesse is new to the board, and he can ask any questions he would like, of course, and we can discuss it.
Using your example, if I may, about Coca-Cola, so you're right. They do that. But at the same time, they can sell gasoline if they want. They can be a Taco Bell if they want. They can do anything. We can't. So we're very, very different in the examples you just laid out.
Well, and it depends. You know, obviously, your business model is – everybody's business model is different. And we can't, as a board, as you know, can't really make decisions based on economics. Whether somebody's a good business person or a bad business person or the market's getting saturated or whatever. I mean, those really aren't our concerns up here. Ours is just from a standpoint of what do we look at as residential, agriculture, commercial for tax purposes. And, of course, that's different with zoning purposes as well because there are some things you can't do because it's zoned differently. But you can make application to change that zoning if you want to. And the questions you had about what if you sold other things out of the home, probably those are mixed use potential properties too, but it just hasn't been, you know, most people aren't volunteering that information for us, for the assessor's office. And like you said, I don't know that the assessor has the manpower. They have a mandate that they're supposed to reassess the whole county every year, but I don't know how they
every
do that.
Every 2 years.
Yeah, or every 2 years, but I don't know how they do that.
So we're being penalized because of that.
Well, and I don't
being segregated.
I think if they know of something that they're going to be certainly this assessor's term. If she knows about something, she's going to assess it, whether or not it's nightly rental or something else. But she has to get that information from somebody. It has to be volunteered. It has to be given to her. So, and I'm not you know, again, we're separate from the assessor. We're just here to determine, you know, what we think is fair and what we're guided to do under the statutes. But
One other note, may I? So I agree that you're right. You can't use economic status, and I understand that completely. But the burden of proof to prove that we're commercial is on the assessor's office. Mm-hmm. In our opinion, there's been no burden of proof that's been legit because there's all these other cases that show that we are being singled out. So that is, the BOE can make this judgment. No, I agree. It should be residential. Right. It can be done.
No, I mean, certainly we can if we think that that's appropriate. Well, let me ask you with respect to these, because there are so many. We've got two Fox Hollows here. Those are yours, right?
No, these are not. So okay. I'll just, if you want, so I guess we're done with that. You're just going to stick to your original rule.
Well, no. I mean, if you've got something more to say, please say it.
I don't. I mean, it's the same old thing, and I'm not old, but same things that was repeated a couple days ago by somebody else. So I'm not going to repeat all of that. But at the same time, are you going to stick to your existing statement that you've been doing for the past 3 days, despite what I just revealed?
We're going to talk about it as a board and make that decision.
Okay.
So we haven't made a motion yet.
Okay.
Yes.
So this group of people own BOE 113, 114, 115, and 116.
Okay. So
same entity or same people.
Right.
So we are. If I would like them all to be residential, obviously.
Right.
If that's not going to be a consideration, then we want 116 to have the hybrid.
Okay.
However, I'm asking for all of them to be residential on everything I just stated.
And whatever motion we make, we'll note that. Okay, so those four are together. The assessor wants to say something.
I did want to say to you that in your folders for nightly rentals, there's also the lodging manual, which if you go in like three or four pages, it defines everything that makes it a nightly rental, transient housing, and what you would call it. That's why we're calling them all lodges at this point, because they've got kitchens and everything. And also, another thing, although you're bringing, as you say, tax dollars and tourists in, we had a lot of motels here, and they are devastated now. They are on the strip. They're partially abandoned. It's a mess.
Let's not degenerate into the reasons why it should be.
Well, I'm just saying when the economy turns not as good, when people don't live in this area, they will abandon the property that isn't the one where they keep their goodies. So if you're living in another state and this is your investment and you know, like you said, it doesn't have a garage and doesn't have all the nice things you've got in that other state, you're going to let this one go. And as you mentioned, who's going to buy that? It's got 12 bedrooms. It's got 10 bathrooms.
Well,
This is what's going to devastate our county if we aren't careful, because there's a lot of
completely.
Building.
You're completely agreeing with me then, that we've got to work with each other together. Yeah. So.
But well, anyway, I guess what I would say, guys, is there's arguments both ways on this as far as what's going to happen ultimately with this market, and there's no question that it's drastically affected the hotels, but to me that's an economic thing. I mean, it's just somebody chose to be in the hotel business. Now there's a better product out there that some people feel is better for what they want, and it's a competition. It's the market. As far as this goes, but the hotels are no question commercial, so you know that's part of the equation. Guys, I'm probably going to have to take a break here if you guys want to do the rest, but I don't know what the BOE 161 is. Frond, is that right?
Friend
Drive, and there's one, two, three.
Those are all mine as well, or at least I'm managing. I can go through those very quickly as well.
Okay.
That's why we batched them.
Yeah,
together.
If you could just tell her which of these have.
Okay, so I can do that. So 113 to 116 is one owner. They're asking for 116.
Okay.
Number 112, that's the only property he owns, so it should be the hybrid. If you're doing that, again, I would prefer residential, but defaulting what I've been hearing on the hearings, that he only owns that one property.
112.
Oh, that's on BOE 116 is
nope.
A sole owner?
No.
Okay.
BOE 113 to 116 is one owner.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to what you had stated 2 days ago, or